Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
Recently, we introduced you to the 10 anti-doping rule violations outlined in the 2015 World Anti-Doping Code. On today's episode of JADCO and You, we explain the results management process, which includes sanctions for individuals who violate anti-doping rules. Now, whenever it is asserted that an anti-doping rule violation has been committed, the case is referred by the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, to the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel. It is the members of this panel who collectively examine the evidence and determine the appropriate sanctions. The punishment can range from a public warning to a lifetime ban, depending on the circumstances.
Real cheaters, persons who are really going out there to try and beat the system, it's a maximum of 4 years in the first instance. Presence of a prohibited substance, refusal to be tested, that is also 4 years. Possession of prohibited substances, that is also 4 years. The whereabouts failures, that is a range of 1 to 2 years. Trafficking and administration, that's 4 years up to a lifetime ban. For complicity, it's 2 to 4 years depending on the degree of fault, and for prohibited association, it's 1 to 2 years depending on the degree of fault.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. It is important to remember that while an athlete is strictly liable when an anti-doping rule violation occurs, athlete support personnel who assist or cover up wrongdoing can also be sanctioned.
If you are trying to cover up an athlete or an athlete support personnel's anti-doping rule violation, then you could be cited for complicity. It's very serious. Even though you might think you're not the athlete, but you're the person around trying to help to cover the athlete, you can then be sanctioned as well.
A number of factors are taken into consideration when determining the appropriate sanctions for the different offenses. Among these are intent and the degree of fault or negligence associated with the violation, among others.
In terms of determining the sanctions, our panels here, and well, panels abroad as well, will look at the degree of fault or negligence of the person. There are possible ways in which the sanctions can be reduced. Of course, you would still have to go through a rigorous examination of the circumstances. What specific criteria are met, there's a possibility of your sanctions being reduced from whatever the maximum will be for that particular sanction. If you provided us with what you call substantial assistance in terms of helping us with additional information as it relates to your case, there may be other mitigating factors around it. So it will help us to finger other persons. There's a possibility there as well, but it's not automatic.
The outcome of cases presented to the Independent Anti-Doping Disciplinary Panel can be appealed to the Anti-Doping Appeal Tribunal or the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS, the final court of appeal. While it is possible for athletes or their support personnel to receive a reduced sanction depending on their specific case, there is no guarantee that this will occur. Therefore, athletes and their support personnel are encouraged to become knowledgeable about the substances and methods on the WADA prohibited list and the rules set out in the 2015 Anti-Doping Rules and the World Anti-Doping Code, so that they can be in a better position to make informed decisions and avoid committing any anti-doping rule violation. To learn more, log on to jadco.gov.jm. Visit JADCO's offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500. You may also log on to their Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Instagram pages. This has been JADCO and You. Remember, you don't need to dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.